It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The statewide stay-at-home order has ended, but what the rules are now depends on where you live. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Many counties, including El Paso and Larimer, are choosing to follow the governor's schedule. Retail businesses can begin curbside pickup today and open their doors on Friday as long as they take safety precautions. Offices will be allowed to bring workers back starting next week. However, Denver and most of the surrounding area will wait longer. Jefferson, Arapahoe, and Adams start allowing curbside retail pickup today, but will otherwise stay under their own stay-home orders until at least May 8th. On the opposite end of the scale, the state has allowed some counties to lift even more restrictions. Eagle and Mesa counties have both been granted waivers, and Custer and Fremont have applied for them. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Even as businesses are allowed to reopen, some shops that rely on tourism are choosing to stay closed. CPR's Dina Sieg has more.
Darren Carey says that today his shop, the Blue Pig Gallery in Palisade, will be filled with hope and optimism. But
we won't have any people.
Carey's concerned with health, but also foot traffic. That pretty much does not exist right now.
What we have in Palisade is a unique experience that everything else has to be open for everything else to be open.
So the Blue Pig will remain closed for the time being. But Carey is hopeful that as the town's restaurants and wineries reopen, Palisade will reawaken, and his gallery will, too. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado meatpacking companies have seen their operations affected by coronavirus. Now the cheese producer Leprino Foods has closed its plant in Fort Morgan because of positive coronavirus cases. That shutdown began Sunday, CPR's Taylor Allen reports.
The cheese company will remain closed for at least 5 days after testing revealed a high number of people who tested positive for COVID-19. The exact number has not been released at this time. The company began testing April 19th and says it will finish testing all 350 employees by Monday. During the 5-day closure, the company will do a deep cleaning of the facility. All employees that were scheduled to work will still be paid. The company also says that employees over the high-risk age of 65 won't be expected to be at the facility, but will still get paid until further notice. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
This is CPR News.